please, sweet gorilla, won't you reconsider? I mean no wrong nor disrespect, my heart is yours if you'll just let my wings spread a little further.
The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa.us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. This has been a public service message from the Baldwin Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
shot by a random slut. Mine's an X-ray mirror, sees through gorilla suits. Slash the skin, see royal red. I wrote its melody. When I am queen, I'll hack the limbs off all who dare to want me. Watch me falling down, down.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. A Madness to His Method from Gene Dante and the Future Starlets. Ooh. Before that, Plastic Stars from Freeze Pop and Come and Go from Plumeray. And before that, the Knockups destroyed the airwaves with us here from Studio D. And they magically teleported in here to this studio to like argue, I think.
Yeah.
What are we going to argue about?
Our magic wands. We do have magic wands, just so you know. We did teleport. We cast a spell, and then we ended up here in this studio.
And I still have just this dumb look on my face. Like, I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, there was a lot of abracadabra.
The smoke.
Yeah. I know. It takes a lot of people off guard, you know.
So thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for joining us
here. I think this is the first time I've seen you in bright light, Andrew. It's always in a dark club, you know?
In a smoking jacket. It's a lot of fun.
Sometimes I wear bathrobes.
Yes, yes.
Casual is good.
Casual is always good. We like you to be comfortable.
So we just got to enjoy something just, you know, in the studio here that was, it's kind of like being at one of those shows where the Knockups play and Gene Dante plays,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like this past weekend.
It's like, apparently you guys know all the words.
All
you know,
the words.
You guys could probably, you guys could probably just
gorgeous.
Play that.
Yep.
That was perfect. That was
we hard. Are all whores behind closed doors. Right. We won't do the Gene Dante medley.
Yeah, do the one you did at Manchester. What's that one?
But love is for suckers.
Ba-dop, ba-bop, ba-dop, ba-dop, ba-bop, ba-dop.
Love is for suckers.
Love is.
We also got to do, which was like my dream come true. We did Every Me, Every You,
yes.
Placebo cover.
Oh, my God.
Because Placebo and Gene are two of my greatest loves.
Oh,
so to
God.
Have them together on one stage.
Gene, if you're listening, I was so impressed. Like, I was off on the side, so you guys didn't probably see me on Facebook, but, like, I was off on the side. Like, my eyes were bulging out of my head. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. My eyes were bulging out of my head. I was so impressed with Gene and his performance with us. It was amazing. I was blown away. So I was off on the side of the stage like, whoa, you know? It was great. It was great.
Whoa!
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 It was great.
Yeah, so the Knockups. Let's talk about the Knockups.
Yeah. Enough about Gene. We are
he'll
the
still
Manson
be,
sisters.
He'll still be there.
We are the Manson sisters.
Yeah, so we are the Knockups. The Knockups
is our band.
The Knockups, as Bono would say, the Knockups is your band.
No, our band. Oh, your band.
Yeah. Is that what he told you?
Yes.
Yeah,
he did. He announced it.
I think you already knew that,
people.
Though.
Yeah, he said it three times because I kind of counted. So, you know, it was like the Knockups in the Fleet Center. The Knockups, the Knockups, the Knockups. Anyway, so we've got a show coming up on Saturday.
So it's not this coming Saturday, it's the one after that in town.
Ralph.
The one after now.
Ralph's
night.
Tavern, yeah. Ralph's,
Ralph's
Tavern.
Diner,
I'm sorry. Ralph's Diner. And so we're excited. It's the 27th. We have a really star-studded lineup.
Rumble lineup.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Rumble lineup. So we have...
We've got Salem Wolves, who's just put out a new single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad Wolf.
Devil's Twins.
We're Wolves of London.
Salem
Devil's
Wolves.
Twins, Analog Heart. So it's class of
it's like
2016.
A family reunion.
Yeah.
We're going to
It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a reunion.
Well, that's one thing that's awesome about the Rumble is the bands that meet each other and then play shows like forever after that.
Yeah,
yeah, it's great. You know, we've already met a ton of new friends, so
we like
happy.
To get very close and intimate.
Yes, we do.
That we do.
Some variant.
You know, we pull up a chair right next to you. We're not shy.
Like we're not shy.
But the Knockups are not shy.
Free hugs.
As long as you don't have one of those beards.
Right.
As long as you
that's
don't have
right.
facial hair.
Right.
I mean, I kind of break for Fu Manchus. If you have a Fu Manchu.
This car stops
this
for
car Fu Manchus. Because that's an art. The Fu Manchu is an art.
That's right.
However.
But normally we don't like your facial hair.
I like clean cut, you know, like early 60s.
Right. Late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
It's a rebellion against, like...
glam rock,
you know. The fashion of today. You know, everybody's growing a beard.
Everybody looks
in.
Like Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew,
yeah, exactly.
You follow the rules. You know.
Yes, he does. He's all kinds of clean shaven.
I create my own rules.
That's right.
There are no rules.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, what else are we working on, Kat?
What else are we working on?
Let's get the inside
on?
Scoop here. We want some exclusives.
Exclusives, oh boy. Coming up.
Knockups.
We have a lot of gigs coming up. We're just kind of hanging out, playing.
playing. We'd like to start working on a video. We have a storyline, yes. And we've been trying to find somebody to help us with the video. But
like a director, videographer?
It's proven to be a very difficult task. We've been working on it for like 6 months now.
Yeah, we've been sitting on it.
So, but we've been playing so much in the Rumble and, you know, it's hard to...
Maybe somebody will like hear this on the air, yeah. And maybe they'll message you guys and say, hey...
Yeah.
Hey. I'm going to make your video.
Marty. We'll talk to Marty.
I'm going to make you stars.
I'm going to make you a star, baby.
Dr. Marty. Down in...
Dr. Marty. Not to be confused with Dr. Robert.
Oh.
All right. So...
Well, in New England, there's a Maddie continuum.
Oh, but
like you could
Marty
fall
Walsh,
somewhere
this
on
is not for you.
Fall somewhere on that spectrum.
I was thinking of Scorsese.
Yeah,
it's like autism.
Yeah,
spectrum.
Right.
Do you have any questions for the knockups by chance, Andrew?
What are you guys wearing?
Nothing.
People at home, they might want to know.
Oh gee,
I'm wearing my black capri pants and a white and black striped tank top, swing top, you would say.
Silk socks.
I'm wearing a Edwardian draped jacket. kind of inset 1966, late.
He's 66. Got the spirit here.
Yeah, the cream. You know, when the cream first came out, they were wearing. Kind of Edwardian.
What's the thread count on
Hussars,
that t-shirt?
Hussars.
Topped with a fedora. Yeah.
Yes, topped with
what's the thread count on that t-shirt?
The thread count, 69,
yeah.
I think.
10,000 thread count.
Yeah, I like the draped.
What are you wearing, Edwardian Andrew? Ruffles. That's the more important question, right? What are you wearing?
Looks to be something quite
shiny?
Gold and shiny. It's like Elvis, one of his last outfits. Silver and gold. Bird Ives, right?
Burl Ives.
Bird Ives.
Burl Ives.
You like Burl Ives?
We love Burl Ives.
He's the topmost of the popmost.
I'm uncharacteristically not wearing leopard print, so.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah,
What's up with that?
I like to mix it up.
Shake it up. I've been on a Cars kick lately.
Oh, no. My goodness.
So much
we
Cars.
We love the Cars.
We love the Cars.
Shake it
can
up.
Can I just say Candy O is such a great album.
Yes.
Candy O especially.
Panorama.
I like Since You're Gone. Since You're Gone. I can't
not
help it.
Not getting lonely Since You're Gone.
I love that song.
Are you guys going to do like a Cars cover?
I mean, we could.
I'd love to do Since You're Gone.
Cover
night.
Show sometime.
Yeah.
Since You're Gone.
Well, I know sometimes you guys do those Halloween like cover experiences.
Oh, I wish. Yeah.
We wanted to do Amy Winehouse this year.
Really,
but that'd be awesome.
I just bought an upright bass, so I was eager. I was like, oh, well, I could learn all these Amy Winehouse songs on my brand new upright or whatever. So it didn't work out. But I could still learn them. But we
can. There's always next year.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, what's your favorite junk food?
Ooh.
We're going to interview you.
Pez.
We're hijacking
this. All right, but so when the knockups have a few drinks, there are a few things that we really like. And it's French fries and hummus at the Middle East. We love our French fries and hummus from the Middle East. Like,
when
we get drunk there, that's all we do is we eat French fries and hummus. And we dip our French fries in the hummus, and it's delicious. Ooh. Thank you, Middle East.
That's something like when you guys go on tour, you should put that in your rider, that it has to be not just French fries and hummus, but it has to be flown in from the Middle East.
Whoa. That's right. No facial hair.
Yeah.
Yep. No facial hair in the hummus.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Especially.
Yeah. We love our French fries and hummus.
We do.
All right, so one time we tried the Tintin buffet. Never again, my friend. Never again.
Isn't Tintin like a dog's name?
That was after Bamford.
Rin-Tintin.
Rin-Tintin, yeah. Yeah, the Tintin Buffet, though, it's right. Everybody who practices at the Sound Museum knows it. I promise you. Everybody who's listening who practices at the Sound Museum, you'll all know it. It's
Projectile
right across the street.
Diarrhea.
See? Joel knows it. You know
it. Don't they have any good
word from our producer?
They must have some good cocktails.
Joel knows it.
Like Singapore Sling.
We had the buffet right before they were closing. Ooh. We had the styrofoam box and we were just slapping it in. Slapping down those dollar bills.
Yeah. 100. 200. Am I bugging you?
Play the blues, Edge.
Sorry. It always comes back to
Tintin,
you,
too. Rattling tin.
Yeah.
Rattling tin.
Rattling tin.
Not short of cash, mister.
Mister. It sounds like El Salvador coming through the guitar.
I love it. Silver and gold. Yep, silver and gold.
Ooh, yeah, that one.
So, yeah.
Sorry.
That's Sun City,
right? We're still full of...
Don't want to play Sun City.
Yeah.
They're tearing our mothers and sisters apart.
That government. What has Ronald Reagan done?
Yes. Sorry. I love
we
Sun City.
We go on tangents.
Sun City is a great album.
It's awesome.
We really do.
And we both have guinea pigs.
Oh my God.
Mine are Lennon and Macca.
Mine's Rosie.
And his is Rosie.
I
think Rosie should be a groupie for Lennon and Macca.
They shouldn't be alone.
I know. I found that in Switzerland, you're not supposed to have guinea pigs alone.
No, they're
my
social.
Guinea pig's like the antisocial guinea pig.
So Rosie needs to come over and get with Lennon and Macca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be like,
she's our
groupie.
Do you
have any pets? Do you have any pets, Andrew?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
Any growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, well, I haven't grown up yet, but I think I had. There was a dog, a parrot. There was a rabbit.
Oh.
Yeah, I think they're all dead. Yeah.
Wow, Andrew once had a dog, or could he say he once had Andrew?
Martha, my dear.
Whoa, not that kind of radio show.
This is a family show.
It is.
Anyways.
Well, we're talking about guinea pigs. That's
guinea pigs,
family.
Dogs. Yeah. Lizards.
I'm not allowed to have animals, but if I could, I'd get a couple guinea pigs.
They're
probably.
So cute. I have to get one more.
Yeah, you do. You're not supposed to be alone.
I know. Mine's very
well. You guys know Linnea from Power Select has a lizard boyfriend.
We did. We did know that lizard BF, blizzard BF.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love it. We love it. Actually, I just
we love it all.
Yeah. So we were playing the night of her release, but. She mailed us, because I did the Kickstarter thing, so she mailed us a copy of her album, and because I bought it, I feel like, you know, I spent money on it. I Linnea, if you're listening, I listened to it on Spotify. I'm sorry.
But you bought it, so,
I did
yeah.
buy it, so I feel like it's okay to listen to it on Spotify, you know? And I have my t-shirt, which I posted online, so I feel like I'm showing my support, I'm doing the right thing, and I also can listen to her whenever I want on my phone. With the app I always use, so it was a good call putting yourself on Spotify, because I listen to it there all the time. And while I'm while I'm wearing my Power Select shirt. So, yay,
that's key.
Linnea!
Yay,
Lizard BF.
They're gonna make millions from their t-shirts, as you guys are obviously gonna make millions from
thanks
the
to,
knockups t-shirts.
Thanks to Adam Clayton.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to dress as Adam Clayton for Halloween, you have to have a knockup shirt.
I mean,
that's right.
It's mandatory.
Obvious. Trying to do. If anyone plays U2 out there, we want to see on Halloween our t-shirt being displayed. Just, you know, a note for
well,
anyone listening.
Well, I have to say, I was floored in Dublin that I saw three people wearing knockups t-shirts at a U2 show.
Just random?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
One of them I know, dear friend.
One person that you didn't
David.
Already know. You already knew.
Oh,
yes,
David.
David. You know David.
I know David.
And then two other people.
So, you didn't know?
Yeah.
Nice. Well,
you didn't know those people? They probably had beards. You were like, yeah, you guys have beards.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, when you have a beard, you know, you kind of blend in with all the other
it, like,
beards.
It cancels out the knockups
like,
t-shirt.
Like, when you have a sea of bearded dudes, you're like, oh, my God.
You just want to snap them all.
You don't know which one's which. You really don't.
We actually threw some Bic razors out at it during a set at the Midway. We just, at the end of the song, we just threw them out. We only did that once.
That was fun.
We got to do that again.
Yeah.
Well, you must love the video they've been showing of people that were liberated in Syria from ISIS, and they're chopping their beards off joyfully. You can put that in a video.
I don't know if we're that extreme, but yeah.
Well, donate.
No, extreme. They're from the North Shore.
I just don't get this movement
extreme.
Of like dirty boys, like dirty, steamy, stinky. I don't want stinky boys. I want clean cut. You know, put on a little tie, a blouse,
a little bow tie,
some skinny pants.
Bow ties are accepted.
Yeah,
bow ties are.
Maybe some polka dots in the bow tie
or
leopard
please.
Print.
You know,
oh,
put some
please.
Effort
Andrew,
in.
What are you doing?
Put some effort in. The knockups want to see your effort.
Yes.
Comb your hair.
Little eyeliner.
Tie your shoes.
Yeah. Come a mod.
Be a mod. Rock us.
Clean.
Jesus.
All right. So let's remind people of your show coming up.
We are playing at Ralph's in Worcester. On the
27th.
Worcester.
Ralph's
Chadwick's Diner Tavern.
We're going to Weston, Mass.
It's a diner.
It's a diner, but it's attached to an old firehouse.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a complex.
No, there's a firehouse place in Providence. That's
right. Remember that? Landsberg State? No, I know what you're talking. The green room. That I think that closed.
Yeah, well, everything's closed, and then it reopens somewhere else. You know,
really, they moved like the fire station.
It's like reincarnation.
Yeah, yeah, it all comes back. We're all part of one thing.
All right,
our leader's leaving us.
But yeah, so you can catch us on the 27th at Ralph's Diner in Worcester.
In Worcester,
Yeah.
We're playing with Salem Wolves, Devils, Twins, and Analog Hot, so it's the 2016 Rumble Reunion. Daniel does the accent better than I do. He does a really good one.
Which one?
But you're like Seacon.
We're playing the Ralph's Chadwick Diner. It's gonna be a good show. You know, we'll have a good time. They have good burgers there, dude.
what's your best favorite burger there?
It's just like a straight up, like they grill it up, or they, I don't know what they have, but it's right in the diner. It's very...
Does it come with the fries?
Yeah, big thick fries. They put a big red onion or a big onion on
it. I love onion.
Any hummus?
You could put some hummus on it, yeah.
Yeah, hummus and french fries. We need
our
hummus and
french fries.
There's
something about a Ralph's burger. It's just, I love it. I don't know.
You know, I didn't get one last time.
Yeah, definitely
I regret it.
Make that priority.
All right, so next time we play, which is next Saturday, I'm going to have a Ralph's burger.
Ralph's. Place has a lot of legacy, too, you know, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
You
and
know,
the stage
Preston
is nice.
Wayne and the Time Beings and the Odds and DMZ might have played out there, but kind of a garage rock
the stage
venue
is nice.
Back in the day. Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's a fun stage.
All right, the Knock-Ups.
Hey.
Thanks a lot for coming in and playing.
Oh, thank
and coming
you.
In
thank
and appreciating
you.
And arguing about clothes.
And debating. Gently debating.
Yeah, this is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yeah, and now we're going to hear something from the Box 5.
Right now, typing my days away is the only thing next to tricks that keeps me sane. The voice you heard on the phone, it was pure, it was hers, it was mine. But of course, if you can't have me, then I must be alive. Artistry ruse to celebrity. My work is as key as the legend that surrounds me. All you parlay, you behold, you convey, you control. Through a mask and a show, the metaphoric truth can be told.
Forgive me, oh,
If you're interested in science and engineering lectures in the Boston area, there's one great website to keep you up to date, and that's bostonsciencelectures.com. Each week, journalist and author Fred Hapwood monitors more than 420 different organizations in the Boston area to keep you informed about interesting scientific, engineering, and other nerdly events. Most of them cost nothing to attend, and some of them give away free food as part of the event. So check out bostonsciencelectures.com. This public service message has been sponsored by your lecture-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We heard Calliope from Jaggery, Draw Me a Sky from Stereo Telescope, and Ceasefire from Box 5, and now we're going to hear something from Ruby Rose Fox.
1 week, 3 days, 5 seconds since I broke the system. The committees are losing their minds, and I'll be fine. But now there's one thing I know you don't know. Hey, there's one thing I know you don't know. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Mr. Gorbachev can now make a deal with you under the table. Mr. Gorbachev can now make a deal with you under the table. I gave you a piece, you said you'd sign the lease. From me, I don't want it anymore. 'Cause now there's two things I know you don't know. Farmer's Almanac says there'll be snow. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Ronald Reagan killed the radio. Ronald Reagan killed the radio.